Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, I can't tell if you're going to love this or this is going to scare you to death.
What?
So Liberty Schultz is in studio right now, and she has not only dated one, not only dated two, but she's trying to date 50 different strangers in Atlanta. Okay.
My worst nightmare.
Hey, Liberty.
Hi. Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. All right. So tell us how this whole thing started. Now, you're not at 50 yet, but you're dang close.
Yeah, not quite at 50. I'm on 40 right now.
Okay.
I started on this journey over a year ago, and I was fed up with dating culture. Honestly, I thought dating was boring. I was tired of going to get drinks and going bowling, and I was fed up. Also, I had gotten out of a tough situationship, so I felt like people didn't really want to date, and I lost hope that there were good guys out there. And so I kind of started on this journey to find good guys and to make dating fun again.
So where did this start? Did it start on the dating apps? Did it start on just asking dudes out? And why the number 50?
Yeah, so it started because it started pretty much finding people out of mutual friends. So I sent out a Google form to my friends with tons of questions because my friends were always like, hey, I have this great guy to set you up with. And I was like, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of started with the Google form, some people through dating apps, and then some people just through Instagram or meeting them out in the wild, like at pickup soccer games, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I've met people for sure.
All right. And you specifically were just going to do this in Atlanta?
So specifically in Atlanta, because I really am trying to date. I'm really trying to meet people. And it's been I want to date someone in Atlanta because I live in Atlanta.
Right.
I have done a couple dates like in New York, in Chicago, in Nashville, just because I was visiting those places and I thought it'd be kind of fun, a good way to see the city.
All right. So what have you learned thus far in the 40 dates you've gone on out of the 50?
So much. I feel like I've just been learning stuff all year. I've definitely learned that there's good guys out there. There's guys that actually want to date and actually respect you and want to go out and want to get to know you.
So I've seen your videos on social media. No, and I think it's because I saw you on a date with a guy. I was like, man, he's really cute. Wait, she lives in Atlanta? And I was like, should I DM him DM her for his contact information? But one thing that I've struggled with since moving to Atlanta a year and a half ago and joining this show is some guys I feel like have pulled out of dates because they find out what I do for a living and they want nothing to do with the publicity. But you document your dates on social media and on TikTok. So how do you go about, like, are they nervous about being filmed? Has that been a struggle getting guys to go out with you because they want nothing to do with the publicity?
Good question. For sure. First of all, we have to set you up with that guy. Let me know. DM me.
I think he was like a little bit too young for me, but I was like, he's cute.
Well, we can plug you one day. But yeah, a lot of these guys really are into the adventurous side of things, and they're kind of into being filmed. They're kind of into it. And so it hasn't really been that big of a problem. I always check with people and make sure that they are okay being filmed and everything beforehand too.
So in your first 40, did anybody stand out? Did you feel like it was worth it so far?
Or did you want to, like, you met a guy at number 12 and you're like, I'm not doing 50.
Right.
12
is fantastic.
Most definitely. I mean, it is real dating. And there's been times during the series where I've kind of paused and held off on the videos and continued dating people. So there's been second, third, five dates with some of these guys. And so I've definitely explored it with those people. Ideally, if I meet someone that's like end game, where we go on a couple dates off camera and stuff, I would continue the series with them.
Oh man, no, but see, that drives me crazy. If you get to 49 and 49's like end game, but you were one away from that 50.
Right.
Your OCD could not stand that.
Couldn't handle it.
Go on that date. So has there been any kind of like reoccurring theme that you have seen with certain types of guys? Can you read now, after going out on so many, like in the first 5 minutes, if a guy falls into a specific category, or are they all still unique?
Yeah, I think every guy is unique. I've had different conversations on every first date. I'm doing these scratch-off dates with this book called The Adventure Challenge Couples Edition. So it has all these kind of like crazy, wacky dates. So every date has been totally unique. And every guy, we just had different conversations. It cuts out that kind of boring first date mentality. And it makes every date very unique.
What has been the best date you've been on in Atlanta? Like, I feel like it can, you can get into the rut of going for a walk in Chastain or going to Lady Bird and getting a drink. What is the most fun thing you've done with a guy while you've been dating here?
Okay, so my favorite date, it's not super Atlanta-y, but there's tons of lakes in Atlanta, tons of ponds. Mm-hmm. We had to take an air mattress, and we had to go out on a lake and have a picnic on it. So we went out in Stone Mountain, and we floated on this air mattress and ate strawberries and ate smoothies. Yeah, and it was 40 degrees.
You're going to say Lake Lanier, and it's like, let's boom.
Right, we'd be
let's
rocking.
See what happens.
Have there been some that you knew in the first couple of minutes? Okay. And how do you determine that? If you're going out on 50 different dates, some are going to be great. You're going to want to be out for 2 hours. And then there are going to be some that you know are not going anywhere. How do you get out of those?
Yeah, so there's definitely been ones that I haven't really connected with. And that's happened.
Oh, that's such a nice way to say it. They sucked. Liberty's being so sweet, PC.
Yeah, but I mean, I haven't connected with some of them. And like, we still go on the full date because I'm like, oh, there's still something. Like, this guy's here. Maybe we can talk about something we both enjoy or learn something or conversate at least. And so, you know, those dates run around 2 hours. We get dinner, we hang out. But some have gone 5-6 hours, long dates.
Was there at least one date where you was in the middle of it, like, you know what? This is not what I thought it was going to be. This is a bad idea.
Honestly, not really.
Come on.
I haven't. I straight
not
up.
One.
I have not had to bail on a date. Now, before doing this series, 100%. It's kind of weeded out the really bad guys.
And I think it's because of it's mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it really your mindset going into it. Like, you're going into it wanting to learn something, wanting to take something out of the date. So I think that's why you're kind of like you're in it to win it.
Right, 100%. And I'm here and I'm sticking around to meet these guys and connect with these guys. And they're just such good guys. I couldn't walk out in the middle of a date.
Yeah,
sure.
I think that's a really great point. Like, rather than dating with, okay, I'm looking for my soulmate, you are dating to have a good experience that day. Mm-hmm. And it takes the pressure off of
it. Yes, 100%. It's made dates so much more relaxed, so much more chill, and the pressure is just off.
So with this experience, is there any advice that you've gained that you would give to the women who are out here struggling with dating?
Look straight at Abby.
Abby. Abby, we're going to set you up with someone, man. We'll find you someone. I think the biggest thing, and I know I've said this many times, there's good guys out there, and you got to get out there to meet them. Prince Charming's not going to come into your couch, into your house if you're sitting there, right? And that would be burglary if he went.
That disqualifies him from being Prince Charming.
Right. You got to get out there. You got to meet people. You know, go down in the wild, find people, and just talk and smile and meet them.
I love that you've been so willing to put yourself out there, and I love the fact that you've been out with 40 people and you haven't found the one yet, because I feel like everyone's like, you're so picky, you're so picky. It's like, no, sometimes it takes 50 guys to find the right one. But I also saw that you did something that I have been trying to do here in Atlanta, is you've been going out to those dating parties.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about those experiences and if you felt like that was a good way to meet people?
100%. Yeah, singles events are incredible. I actually hosted a single event last month, and it was awesome, and we had tons of people come to it. And then there's one called In the Wild that Lexi from The Bachelor puts on. It's awesome. It's incredible. And it's a great way to meet people. It's like you're at a bar and everybody's single. You can approach anyone, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm going on Friday, and I'm like, this
is
my first time. I feel like you can just shoot an arrow anywhere, and it's going to land.
Exactly. And that's the best part about them. And it puts all these single people in one place, and you can just really connect and talk to people.
Can you please share your social media handles so people know where to find you so they can go on this journey with you?
Yeah, for sure. It's The Liberty Schultz, and then I also have a podcast called It's a Date.
41 million views already on all your videos?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insane. It's wild. It shocked me.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Do you feel more hopeful or less hopeful?
No, I feel less hopeful.
All right, Liberty, thanks for coming in.
Thank you guys.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.